Greetings, sovereigns. Join us as we explore new and old knowledge and ideas around food and health to help you achieve optimum states of wellness.
Peace, sovereigns. During this time, we have to, you know, we have to rely on the healing power of good character, righteousness, and balance. But today, I really want to focus on plant medicine. There are so many conflicting ideas about COVID-19, you know, its origin, the validity of it, its symptoms, who it affects most, and how, you know, just how humans are affected by it. The virus seems to be like the culprit behind all of the COVID-19 symptoms, and those symptoms, how those symptoms affect us may be different. Let's talk a little bit about supports to help you if you have coughs, supports to help you with the flu, and any kind of antiviral food medicine that will fortify you and your family. Now, please understand, I only share knowledge to support you. You have to do the rest to gain wisdom and understanding about these herb foods that I share with you. All of these herb foods are dependent on who is taking them and why they're taking them. So do your research. Now, I want to give honor and respect to Mama Earth. You know, Onile is the energy that is the spirit and knowledge and wisdom of the earth. That's the term. It's a Yoruba term. And Onile houses a lot of different attributes, such as transformation and, you know, dealing with life struggles, life purpose. And, you know, Onile connects us with all of what's around us. Earth grounds us, yet it connects us to all that is around us, not just our humanity. So Onile helps us to become devoid of our egoic self and devoid of this idea of just individuality. You know, why do I bring up Onile? Because Mama Earth gives us the healing food that we talk about on this podcast every single strong. So I just wanted to give honor and reverence to that energy. Now, let's talk about what seems to be the most ominous thing these days, the cough. You get on online in public, or you enter a space and all you need to hear is one good cough and your whole body seizes up, you know, out of fear. And maybe even you yourself may find that you have a cough and that, you know, all of a sudden you become despondent or you get fearful. You know, fear weakens you. Do the knowledge and be prepared. And part of being prepared is me sharing with you some wonderful food medicine that can help you. So let's talk about coughs, right? When you have a cough, coughs require a demulcent herb that will soothe your cough, especially if you have a dry cough and you have an ongoing dry cough that gives rise to dry tissue, a dry throat. Those things can be, you know, very painful. So any kind of herb that helps to expel mucus and irritants and liquids from the lungs, those are always good herbs or herb foods to consume or to utilize. For coughs, you can utilize violet herb, right? Violet is an herb that it grows in abundance right now. You'll find it. You can use it as a tea or even in a tincture form to help support you. The herb is excellent for the lymphatic system. So it will help to flush things out of your system. It is very cooling and it clears the heat from the body and it reduces fever. So if you have the chills, you know, don't use it because it is a very cooling herb food. Violet supports you if you have a sore throat, It also supports you if you have bronchitis and asthma and any of those other types of issues that deals with the lung and breathing and your passageways. Another thing that you can consider is that violets are very good for heartbreak, anger, and even grief because of its gentle, nurturing energetics. So violet is, it's a beautiful herb, apart from it being a wonderful flower. So what we utilize is the leaves and the flowers for any types of teas for to support you. Now, there are lots of poor quality violet on the market. So when you purchase your violet, purchase from a reputable apothecary or a reputable distributor, you know, someone who you know. An additional herb that you could utilize for cough is plantain. Plantain is an interesting herb. No, I'm not talking about the fruit. I'm talking about the herb. Plantain, it can be seen growing, you know, everywhere. And I think it's considered a weed very similarly to dandelion. But it is a very potent herb. And it can be used to soothe your dry cough and ease any type of sensation from painful dry tissue caused by coughing and irritation. So plantain also relieves that dryness and that irritation because it helps to moisten the lungs. All of these herb foods that help to moisten the lungs, you'll notice that they have this element, this cooling element to them, and plantain is the same. Plantain is a cooling herb and is really nutritious too. You know, it's an edible and you can consume it as food. You know, maybe you want to put it in salads and so on, fresh. But as a dried herb, you can utilize it to support you through coughs and irritation and dry sore throats and so on that are related to any types of flu symptoms or flu-like symptoms. Plantain has calcium. It's high in vitamin A and C and K as well. It is an ally herb for anybody who, let's say, has chronic lung or breathing issues. So, you know, maybe you are someone who's asthmatic. Plantain is an excellent herb to work with. Maybe you have youth who are asthmatic. Plantain is also great for young people. Great for young people. It is an expectorant, right? And that just means that it helps to expel mucus from the lungs and the bronchi and the trachea. So this is a herb that you will use for any kind of viral or flu related cough that you may have, or any cough that's like any cough that occurs because of allergens. So if you suffer from any kind of summer or spring issues with allergens and coughing, or if you have to know someone who's always afflicted with the symptoms of any kind of virus that's plaguing us right now, this is an ideal herb food to add to your survival kit. I wanted to address the buildup of mucus. You know, a couple months back, it's interesting, a young mother, someone who I know, a creative artist actually, she was sharing that her daughter was having, you know, a bout of, you know, with flu and the cough and, you know, just a lot of mucus buildup. And, you know, she asked me, well, what are some things that she could use? And I suggested mullein to her. And she said, oh, well, mullein, we've been using it, but mullein can be used in so many different ways to help to remove mucus buildup from the system. So again, if you have mucus buildup or you know anyone who's suffering again from any of these symptoms and you're not sure what to do, jump on mullein quick. It is an expectorant. So again, that means that it helps to expel mucus buildup from the system. And if you are in need of support for like long-term lung health issues, mullein is the herb to use. It is, you know, It's only used short term for flu-like symptoms. So there's a period of time where where you can use it. But if you do have long-term lung issues, really, not necessarily related to flu-like symptoms, that would be great for it. But if you have flu-like symptoms, please use it short-term. Again, because the idea is that if you have mucus buildup in the lungs, it can be moved out using mullein. You could use a mullein poultice, and a poultice is created from the crushing of the fresh herb, or the crushing of maybe even boiled dry herb, and mixing that and placing it on the chest area. What it helps to do is it helps to reduce the thickness of the mucus so that you can expel it from the system. And that, you know, that really helps. There are other forms or modalities of utilizing mullein to actually support the lung system. And some people use, they use it in smokes, what is called a smoke blend. That is something that you may want to delve into and research a little bit more. But the poultice on the chest, or the poultice to the chest, works. What I could do is I could actually include in our blog post a additional breakdown of how to create that type of poultice. So you'll have to go to the website and actually scroll to our blog for this evening in order to find that poultice. I'll definitely make it available on the blog for you. Let's talk about flu symptoms, like flu-like symptoms, right? I mean, we all know echinacea, but there are a couple of things we're going to cover today. If you need support for your system because you or your family member has flu-like symptoms, there are a few things that you can use: yarrow, elderberry, which I stand by, and echinacea. And if you know anything about me, you know that I've been, you know, using elder for about 6 years now without fail. It is hands down the most potent immune modulator and fever reliever that I could talk about and have experience with. So what immune modulators do is that they help to regulate your immune system, and elderberry particularly helps to inhibit the replication of viruses. So you can use them, all three, you can use them to help prevent or, you know, recover from the flu. So one thing, there is a warning with elderberry. Now, elderberry seeds contain glycosides, and those can be poisonous to you. Not that you're going to pass out from them, but they can cause induce vomiting if you consume them raw. So make sure that when you receive your elderberries that you boil them properly, and always boil them with the cover off of the pot for about the first 15 to 20 minutes, because that allows for any of the glycosides that are cooking to kind of dissipate. If you have an autoimmune disease, use a yarrow elixir or a tonic elixir instead of an elderberry. For those of you who may have a little bit of fear about what's called a cytokine storm, more will be shared on that in my blog, but just understand that there's a lot of misinformation going around about cytokine storms and the fact that elderberry can cause that type of thing to happen to you. It's not, you know, completely accurate. So seek out that information, do the knowledge, as Anu would say. Yarrow. So yarrow is the other food medicine for flu that I wanted to share. Yarrow, on the other hand, is a little bit different from elderberry in that it eases your sinus congestion, and it supports you if you have a sore throat. But it It's something that supports you at the very first sign of any kind of infection, because it is really a preventative herb. So you want to nip your flu in the bud. That's exactly what you jump to. You'll jump to yarrow to support you. And it will also help with overheating, because it helps to relieve heating symptoms. So again, it's another herb that has a cooling effect because it stops or prevents overheating. The last one is echinacea, which is an old herb that you have probably used for years now anyway. But it's also a good one to know about and to mention and actually utilize, because it does help the system to recover very quickly. It actually alleviates colds quickly, and it helps to also boost immune function as well. So those are my three suggestions for just looking at flu and trying to recover from flu-like symptoms. Let's talk a little bit about antivirals, and you can use these directly to inhibit your virus, indirectly or directly, right? But if I say indirectly, it's because you're using it to support your immune system function. Or when I say directly, it's because you're going to use it to address symptoms specifically. So let's take something as simple as mint. It's so delicious, and we use mint all the time in its fresh form, but we underestimate mint and its power to help us recover from fever, and also help us with any kind of stomach issues, because it's an antimicrobial herb. So mint is one of the first simple herbs that I have as a suggestion. One that you may not have heard of or used is mallow. Mallow is another plant that is less popular, but it's a demulcent, or what we refer to as having gel-like attributes. So that means that it helps to hydrate your mucous membrane, because it has this thick, slippery attribute about it. And anything that's thick and slippery, it's cooling, and it adds moisture to any kind of dry tissue. So it helps to soothe any type of throat infection or any type of sore throat. Now, here's the most interesting thing about mallow, right? Mallow is a herb that becomes very gel-like in cold water, and that's because it's the active component actually gels and becomes mucilaginous in cold water. But in hot water, it isn't as slippery. So you can make a hot tea with mallow and have the same effects in terms of reversing or improving your flu-like symptoms, because it's an antiviral. But at the same time, it may not have that same soothing effect if you're not using cold water. So just, keep that in mind. This herb is a food as well. So you can cook it. You can include it in quinoa and bulgur just to make it easier to consume, so that it helps with its supportive attributes of slime and slipperiness, kind of helps to soothe a sore throat while allowing the person who is sick to be able to consume foods and get some nourishment in the body at the same time. So those are just a few that I wanted to share. The great thing about these herbs is that you can use them in combination, and a few concoctions that you could create to help keep your family fortified are as follows. I like a tea blend of elderberry with yarrow and mint. So what you could do is you can boil the elderberry first, then steep it for 20 minutes on low, then add your yarrow and add your mint. steep it for another 10 minutes, and then strain it and drink. Now, you can add ginger to this to make it into a very cool, summery drink. So that way it's not just a tea, but it's something that you, your family can drink or consume every day. Again, the idea is preparation. So you prepare yourself by making sure that these herbs become food. So herb foods are things that you include in your everyday dietary lifestyle. So that way you don't have to, on the back end, if somebody coughs a little bit, you don't have to try to rush and find a solution, because you're already prepared. Your immune system has been prepared and continues to be, you know, strong to handle anything. Mullein is an excellent herb that you can combine with yarrow to make a steam. So this steam is going to help to release any kind of mucus while soothing the lungs and the breathing pathways. So remember earlier I mentioned that mullein can be smoked. So an alternative to smoking it would be to create a herb bath in a pot with yarrow and allow it to steep, and then using a towel, hold your face over the pot and use the towel to seal off that steam that's rising up from the pot into the face, and breathe in. The deeper you breathe in, and breathing deeply, but be cautious, because if it's hot, you want to make sure you don't burn yourself. If you're working with youth, you want to make sure that you're careful that they don't burn, because steam can be very, you know, It can burn and scald the skin and cause an irritation. So just be mindful. Food is medicine, Anu family. Food is medicine, sovereigns. Stay fortified. Check out our new family herb blends and our youth approved elderberry tonic. For health and wellness consultations, visit our website at sovereigneats.com. Find us on YouTube. Find us on Instagram, follow us, find us on Facebook, shout us out. If you have tried our products, please leave an amazing, royal, and respectable review. Thank you. Tune in next Wednesday. Peace and power.